It's the Valerie V Show. Today we are going to talk about what it means to have good Facebook engagement and why I look like Tammy Faye Baker. Hey, fine people of the world, it's Valerie V coming to you from the Valerie V Studios, which is in my house. And today we are going to talk about Facebook engagement, and I'm going to show you on the screen what a really engaged Facebook page looks like and the success we're having with the approved senior network Facebook page. So the other thing I want to tell you is that if you think I look ridiculous right now, like I'm channeling Tammy Faye Baker, it's because I have on fake eyelashes. I do not wear fake eyelashes, but I thought, what could I waste $55 on today? And I ordered magnetic eyelashes, and they came today. They were the highest recommended of the three that they tried on BuzzFeed. And so I ordered them. And of course, I don't do eyeliner anyway. So when you put the magnetic eyeliner on, it's like putting a magnet on your eyelids. It doesn't want to come off, and it's a little clunky, but they are sticking on. It's just that I'm not good at eyeliner, so I look all crazy. So I'm going to take my glasses off so you can get a really good look at this insanity. I look like an old woman trying way too hard. So here we go. All you can see is the eyeliner on the top of my eyelids, not the eyelashes. Old lady, trying too hard. Let me see if I can get really close to the camera so you can see.
I also don't do Botox, and you can tell. If I couldn't go like this,
if I did Botox and I couldn't go like this or like this, this is like how my face is 90% of the time, people would think I had something wrong with me, like I had a stroke, like, hey, I can't raise my eye, wait, my eyebrows can't be raised, so my eyebrows wouldn't go up, I don't know. See, when I smile, you're like, geez. If I couldn't raise my eyebrows, I'd look like a weirdo. I look like a flathead. Flathead. Anyway, and see, if you don't know who Tammy Faye Baker is, you need to Google that. Because Tammy Faye Baker was Tam and Jimmy Baker, or Tam, wait a minute, Jim and Tammy Baker. Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. They were the biggest debacle of all time in the 80s, the early 80s. Let's see, we were probably 78, 79, 80, 81. We were waiting for the bus stop, or we were waiting to go to the bus stop. And in the morning, we would watch the Jim and Tammy Faye Baker show because, of course, we only had three channels, right? And that was what was on channel 11 or 9 or whatever. And the object of the game was to count how many seconds or minutes it took for Tammy Faye Baker's mascara to start running down her face because she would cry every single time. Look, look, here it comes. Ooh, and she would cry during some song or something. Turns out he was completely embezzling money and doing all kinds of crazy things and went to jail for a long time, and now he's back. But that's not what this is about at all today. So I have my Tammy Faye Baker eyelashes on today and a lot of eyeliner, which is not my gig. So let me put my glasses back on. And then if you put your glasses too close to your eyeballs, then the heavy, they hit the glasses. So you're constantly trying to move your glasses so that your eyelashes aren't hitting them. I am totally gonna have swollen shut eyes tomorrow or something. I don't know. Anyway, what we're talking about today is Facebook engagement. And many of you who are not Facebookers, all in Facebookers, don't get me on this. But I'm going to show you how true it really is. So I'm going to take you to my screen. I'm going to show you some back-end stuff that you don't normally see. And I'm going to show you why it's important for you as a business owner to be engaging with the people who are on your Facebook business page. If you ignore them or you ignore it, then you can post everything in the world and it's probably not going to do a whole lot of good, except you don't want a Facebook page that has nothing on it. You don't want it to look like your last post was in 2017. That's not cool either. But I'd rather have up-to-date content than have and little engagement than have content that's 3 years old. It looks like you went out of business or you don't care or something. And a lot of the folks that are hitting your Facebook business page are the right age with the right persona for your business. So you want to make sure you're engaging. So we're going to take a look at our pages, Approved Senior Network and Approved Senior Network for Alzheimer's, and show you what that looks like. Here we go. And we are going to go to Approved Senior Network. This is a Facebook business page. Someday it'll do it. And I am logged in as me, so you're going to see a lot of admin stuff that you wouldn't normally see on a page. Like all this up here, that's all admin stuff. Got to give the page a minute to load. On your mobile device, this might look a little different too, but basically, and don't forget, we're live right here every Thursday at 3 p.m. Okay. All right, so engagement. What is engagement on a Facebook business page? So we're going to go down the list here and show you. All right, we post every day, two or three times a day on this Facebook business page. And the reason is we have stuff coming from a lot of different sources. So most of it's automated. But we do come in here and talk to people. So this one posted this morning. Nice little meme. It doesn't have to tell people to do anything, but we want to encourage people, and people really respond to this kind of stuff. So when you see this and you're like, well, that's not what I do, it's okay. This is stuff that makes your Facebook business page more engaging, and Facebook loves it when they see this. 271 people reached, 40 engagements, 2 comments, and 11 shares. This isn't us sharing it. This is other people. And you see a couple of comments here. Also, just so you can see, there are 6,000 people who like this page. All right, let's keep going down a little bit. Down. Keep going down. I want to find one. This one had 307 people reached, 15 engagements, and 2 shares. Usually these are the most shared. Here we go. We believe in you. This was yesterday. 769 people reached, 132 engagements, 1 comment, and 25 shares. Nice. And then this one, this is from our blog. This is a article that was written and came straight from our blog. 401 people reached, 42 engagement, 8 shares, 1 comment. And that's okay. And guess what? When this person commented, we commented back that we loved their comment because we're glad they're not depressed. Let's see. So this is what engagement looks like. This is me posting something more on the more personal side about my dad who has vascular dementia. That's my dad. And I took him to the drive-through park, Lone Elk Park, and we took some pictures. 74 engagements, 2 shares, you and 35 others. This one had a huge amount of engagement. So this is not any of us. This is a young lady on Facebook named Tara Foley. She posted these pictures and they kind of went viral. So her grandma was older and not going to make it to her wedding and probably not, was on hospice. So this reached 2,000 people, 1,575 engagements, and it had 71 shares, 68 comments. This is a really nice one. So very, very much about a human person and about a situation, and really did well. It really did well all over the internet. But we shared it here and it got passed on. So every time somebody passed us on, they saw the person that saw that we shared it, which is great. And then there were 68 comments here. So there's all kinds of things you can do to get more visibility. So if I were a local business owner, this is the kind of stuff I would absolutely want to have on my Facebook business page. Add in a little bit personal, and then also, just stuff that's encouraging. And then you mix in with that some videos that answer frequently asked questions and some occasional talk about yourself 2 or 3 times a week. And that's what you need to make this work. The other thing I want to show you is this inbox right here. We're going to go to our inbox. I see this happen a lot. And I'm not sure what this is. Anyway, And of course, Facebook doesn't move fast on my computer super fast. Okay, so we changed our button to send message. Now, if you're an admin, you see this stuff. If you're not an admin, you don't see that stuff. So I'm going to go test button so you can see what happens. Let's go here. Let me go up here and delete this conversation. Hold on a second. Delete conversation. So that way it'll start over again. All right. So I am a consumer and I'm going to hit test button. So it says right here, hi, Valerie Van Boeven. Now this is personalizing it. So if your name is Paul Jones, it's going to say, hi, Paul Jones. Thanks for reaching out. Click on get started below to gain access to free guides and more. Get started. Hi, Valerie. This is the ASN Cares bot. Please enter your email address so that we can keep in touch. We promise no spam. Now, some people will stop here and they won't do it. Some people will keep going. I'm going to do 333@ljcp.com just so it's something different than I've entered before. I'm going to hit go. And it takes a second. Valerie, thanks for reaching out to us. Here are some options. Free guides, which people click on a lot. Find senior care. People click on that a lot. And send us a message. So if I click on send us a message, Valerie, what can we help you with? I need care in St. Louis, Mo. Okay, so now it's up to me as a human person to respond. So the bot gets us this far. And it's up to Valerie or someone on our staff now to find that answer. So if you were to look at this inbox here, and this is a program called ManyChat that helps us do this. Here's this conversation I just had. So you can see there's the email. This email address was captured over here. So if we go to my Google Drive, here we go. These are all the email addresses we have. received. Now, obviously, some of the people didn't put it in. Some people didn't put in other things. So we had to go through and kind of straighten this up. And some people said stop, which is fine. It's okay. They don't get much. They get a weekly reminder about our show, and that's it, pretty much. Dorothy said, how do I get the free guide? Well, I guess she didn't see this. So I will write her back, and I'll give her the link to get the free guides. And then this one, it doesn't say, she didn't say anything, so she probably clicked on one of these. Now, inside of ManyChat, we can actually see what buttons they've clicked on of these and all that stuff. But all these people, so we have been able to collect, let's see, how many does it say here? And this is in 2 weeks, 183 people. There's actually more than that subscribed, but of the email address function, that's how many we actually have about 300 people subscribed to this chatbot. Now there are rules with chatbots, very strict rules, according to Facebook. And if you mess around, you could lose your Facebook business page. You don't want to do that. But putting send message on here and setting it up the way we have, has spurred a lot of activity. Now, I'm going to guess that if you're a senior care business, you're going to get a lot of people seeking employment hitting this button along with other things. And we get that too. But what we do is just redirect them to the right webpage to go to look for a job. And that's okay. And some of you may welcome people who are looking for jobs at this point because it's recruiting is so crazy. But send message is a good thing to change your button to. And for those of you who are our clients, I would be happy to set that up for you. So just let me know. But seeing this kind of engagement is really important. And I'm telling you, these simple, easy on the eyes, easy on the brain kind of things get more engagement. And the object of that game is to make sure that you only filter in a few little promotional ads every week. And that's what we do. Most of our stuff is informational and uplifting. And two or three times a week, it's about Approved Senior Network. It's about our show. It's about other things. We use our ManyChat subscribers. We add all the people who have tried to send us a message after I weed out all the people who leave some weird thing. We add those to our newsletter list. You can do the same thing. And so there's all kinds of ways to use your Facebook business page. But the key to all of this is that you have to engage as a human person. So just letting us post to it and you never looking at this or saying, well, I'm not into Facebook. If you get a little bit into Facebook, and we're talking, I do this at night before I go to bed. I answer everybody's questions and I turn the computer off. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be something you sit here and wait for hours for somebody to do something. It's just, you know, at the end of the day, schedule your 15 minutes of Facebook time. So you can go in here and answer questions or, you know, go to your inbox or go to ManyChat or whatever system you're using. And you can go in here and make sure that people are getting a response from you. You also get 92% response rate, 7 hours response time. Now, I had this down to 1 minute, but you know, this is an admin thing. Not everybody sees that. But if you are quicker, then of course, you know, you have this turned on your phone, you answer people quicker. But like I said, I do this probably once a day. So that's why I have a 7 hour response time, but people do respond to me when they see the message later, thanking me for all that and everything. So there you go. And we've had 114 likes this week. That is paid. So we have a simple $5 a day kind of thing running a Facebook ad. But the more this page gets engagement, the more likes we get. So our ads work even better. And I want to show you another page. This is very interesting. I do not have anything hooked up to this page. And look, I do not have a message thing here. Now this page, we tried to merge these pages, but I guess it's because it has so many people on it. We have 11,000 followers here, no ads running, and we have 52 this week. It doesn't get as much engagement. We post the same stuff. Boy, I look all haggard right there. But it doesn't get the engagement that the other one does. Let's see what we got here. 159 people and 13 engagements, 3 shares. Let's see what else we got. Let's go down a little bit. Oh, 4 shares. Not a whole lot of commenting on this one. And with 11,000 people, we should definitely be getting more engagement. Finally, I will just say also, let me go back one more. We do have a very small group that we are growing. And I would welcome you there too if you're a professional in the senior care market. Where did it go? Groups. It's an Alzheimer's dementia support group. We don't have very many members yet, but we certainly are adding them by the day. 3 people want to join this group. And we have our lovely Carol Howell, who is not affiliated with us, except that I know she does really nice shows almost every day. So she puts these, we allow her to put her stuff on there. She's an internationally certified dementia practitioner. And then we talk about her show. So we welcome our new members, and we're always posting cool stuff here. So if you want to join, it is facebook.com/groups/Alzheimer's Care Daily. I will put that in the link with this video. I would welcome you to join. Just remember, no soliciting. And when people ask to join this group, what we do is vet them a little bit. I don't go into great detail, but if I see that they joined Facebook in, 2019 in July, that tells me that it's probably a fake account. And of course, if anybody does solicit our people, we take them out. So this is a nice little group. I would welcome you there. So we have three things going on with the Proof Senior Network, but the main thing to know is this. On your Facebook business page, if you just interact with people and talk to them, love it when they comment. So every time somebody comments, I try to engage with them. If somebody comments, give them a shout out or just, say thank you or whatever. I mean, I can go through and like all of these, and that's another form of engagement. Because these people are so sweet to take the time to do this. Thanks, everybody. That's our show for today. And now I'm going to go wash my face and see if I can get Tammy Faye off my eyelids. Or maybe I'll wear them again. Who knows? But they're heavy. Heavy. Okay, everybody have a great rest of your week. I hope that helped you. If you need help with online marketing and your senior care business, we help everyone in the senior care market, whether you're an insurance agent, a home care agency, home health care agency, assisted living facility, elder law attorney, you name it, we can help you. So give us a shout out. I'll put that information underneath the video. Thanks, everybody. Bye.